Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the whole thing up with Jimmy and Sally by I Fight Dragons. Hopefully we get a full show in.
It would be amazing.
We you know what, sports are really cool and stuff. Sports, go sports.
Yay, sports.
But they keep bumping the show.
We
so
we don't care who knows.
I don't want them to think that it's okay to keep bumping the show. So I don't want to reinforce it too much. Sports are great. We are always about the Lions, roomy lineup, go whatever. But, you know, we're glad to be back
roomy
with
lineup,
you.
Go whatever.
This is I think, the fourth time, Bear, that we've been bumped a week. So it's
this doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, I think we accidentally, like, we're doing really well, I think, sports-wise.
That's awesome. This we accidentally
season.
The whole thing?
Yeah, we accidentally the whole thing. I mean, I say accidentally.
Awesome. Good job, guys.
They've got skills. They got them skills.
They're stronger than me. We shouldn't make fun of anyone.
But the, some of them are, like, smaller than we are.
Yeah,
we can beat them up. Well,
I mean,
sorry,
you're gonna
jump ahead.
My athletics department.
No, I don't want to do that.
I'm going to go hold up in another studio.
For those that are new to the show, this is Experience Points Radio Show, the place where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every week, most of the time, from 9 to 10 p.m. on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, the channel you're listening to. If you're not listening to the channel, though, chances are you're listening online, and if you're not, you can. We have all of our archived audio on our website. Bear, what is the website?
You can go over to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
Along with all the audio news and reviews, we have social media landing page at exppoints.com/social. You can get Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, all of that stuff. We've got over 150 episodes streamable on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the website, as well as Spotify, Google Play, music podcast services, and a slew of other places. So you can check all that out if you feel so inclined.
And you do.
And you will. Let's cut to two songs,
Let's
and then we'll
it.
Go and talk
Play
about
music.
What we did the last 2 weeks. This is Breaking Out by the Proto Man. They're coming May 25th, by the way, to South Park in New Orleans, if you're interested, and then Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Band.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
That was Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson. We opened the whole thing up with Breaking Out by the Proto Man. This is the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. I guess it's going to be what we did the last 2 weeks. Bear, please,
okay.
What did you do the last... What you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been playing some games and, you know, trying not to go crazy.
Games and stuff.
Not going crazy is my main objective in life.
All right, mission critical goal here.
Right, yeah. I'm about 60% not crazy. But anyway, no, I actually went...
Is that a binary thing, like 40% crazy, 60% not, or 60% not crazy, 40% not crazy, and others? Like, is it binary or not? It's irrelevant. Go ahead.
Okay.
So what'd you do?
So I went out to the NOLA Gamers group.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
There was a dude there, a game designer, and he built a game that I forgot the name of because I am a genius. Mm. Anyway, it was a tabletop Western, so it was super fun.
Okay.
I got to play a character that totally referenced Pam from Archer, and my weapons were a pickaxe and a thing of cocaine.
Nice.
So that was awesome fun.
Not officially endorsed by Experience Points or KSLU, by the way.
Nope.
Pickaxes or cocaine.
Or Archer. Oh, okay, well, yeah, pickaxes and cocaine are probably
those are the more important.
Archer.
Those are violent weapons and narcotics.
So,
and then there's the pickaxe.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah.
Unless you're Pam. Pam, don't do drugs anymore.
Don't do drug Pam.
Yeah. That I've been playing Ori and the Blind Forest.
Well, that's a good game.
It's so pretty.
Really, really good game.
And the soundtrack is amazing.
Yes.
I got the definitive edition. So I've been I got
about
2 hours.
What's definitive about it? This is definitely the game. I promise you.
Well,
this is it.
Because I purchased it like on a Steam sale or something.
Yeah.
And I was like looking at my stuff and I have like Ori and the Blind Forest, Ori soundtrack, Ori the Definitive Edition.
All the additional content.
And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll install the Definitive Edition, because that should be everything. I don't know why it shows up like 3 times
in
my Steam.
If given the choice to install the Definitive Edition or the not, I feel like they should take away the not option.
Well, I had the same problem with Jensen.
Yep. Deus Ex.
Deus Ex, thank you.
He didn't ask for this.
Yes, exactly.
I didn't ask
Where
for this.
I have like the regular version, like the Game of the Year version,
and then
the director's cut, that's what it is.
Which, guys, that's for a movie, not for a game.
Right.
I don't know that that's an actual rule, but anyway.
I kind of liked how Half-Life did it whenever they went through and put the bubbles everywhere.
No, the commentary.
Yeah, the commentary. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but this doesn't have any of that in
there. This isn't that at all. So, yeah, I've been playing Ori and the Blind Forest and Crawl.
Yes, Crawl's so good. That's where you play the enemies in the dungeon, right?
Yes. So it's a competitive co-op?
For those that don't know, right?
Who aren't in the know what's cool.
So there's four players, right?
And yeah,
one of you is the hero, and the others play the dungeon crawling.
Well, yeah. So what it is, you start off with everyone, and you're all humans.
Yes.
And you're in this place. And then apparently to appease the gods, you have to kill each other.
Okay.
So then it's the battle royale. Last person standing is human and released from there. So then they go, and all the other dead people are now ghosts who can possess items in the room and traps and summon demons and do all the... You play the creatures.
I've had Crawl from a Humble Bundle for a long time.
It's so good. And then... But then once you're all trying to kill the guy who's alive, and then whoever gets the last hit becomes alive again.
Right.
And then so you're all trying to get there and eventually fight the boss, and whoever either defeats the boss or loses three times, the game ends.
I love the pixel art style. Honestly, games like that,
the
Risk of Rain.
The pixel art is amazing, and the glitchy interface.
Yes.
I don't know what you call that. I love it.
It's like retro,
retro
tech.
Retro glitch.
Like retro glitch, yeah.
We'll call it Retro Glitch.
RG.
So I've been enjoying the crap out of that game.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is that where your 2 weeks went?
Pretty much.
I've been playing a pixel game, I've been playing board games.
So much gaming.
Pickaxes and cocaine.
Yeah.
Just sum up. TLDR.
Pizza place, so that's cool.
Where would pizza place?
It's Slice in Slice, New
of course it is.
You buy it by the slice.
Yeah.
I
get it. You don't have to, it's not math, okay? I understand.
Well, I mean, you can get more than one, then that's two. And if Bear has three pieces of pizza and you have one slice, how many slices do you have?
I imagine you're just going to take my slice, too.
Yeah,
so you'll have a pizza and I'll have a plate.
Yeah. Which pizza is an edible plate? I forgot. That is another thing I'm doing.
What kind of weird shower thoughts, subreddit have you been subscribing to?
I'm actually reading a book called Pizza, A Global History.
Yeah, that's...
And so that's where that fact
hold
came
on.
From.
I'm just going to like. I
have it's
to,
an edible
take
plate.
A minute because I'll take click, yeah. Take two.
Okay. So, what cool, not crazy things have you been up to?
All right. So, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect. So much so that that's actually going to be part of our main segment to a point.
Started enjoying it?
In the main segment.
Okay.
Mass Effect, I need to get back on Horizon Zero Dawn because I really want to do that. But I want to break. I want to beat Mass Effect to I can just play the Mass Effect DLC or multiplayer after I beat the storyline or whatever. So I have thoughts about that. I started replaying BioShock.
Original?
The original, but they remastered it and it's now
how's
with like
the water four, look.
Great.
Awesome.
It's fantastic.
That's what matters.
I don't remember beating BioShock.
Do you remember the twist?
Yeah, I remember the twist.
Yeah.
But don't tell them. No spoiler show. I remember the twist.
Not spoil
it's
the
underwater.
Show.
No. I remember the twist but I don't know. I don't remember the game enough. So I'm
it's been
I'm,
a little
I'm,
while.
So I'm replaying it, right?
I think I played that on a NVIDIA 5200.
FX.
Yeah. I think so.
But they remastered it, so it's got a nice 21:9 ratio now. It has 4K textures. I mean, it's really, really nice. So I started playing that. I've been playing a little bit more Space Engineers, just kind of putting along on all my little games. But I've played a little bit of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
So you have it?
No, I don't have it. I don't have it. I've played it with a friend on their Switch.
Gotcha.
I have to say that I will. I played it in docked mode. I didn't play it in. And I did play with a pro controller. All of that being said, I literally played a non-mobile, all the gimmicky Switch Joy-Con stuff. Didn't play with any of that. I played with a pro controller, and I played it in docked mode exclusively. And it plays very, very nicely. Voice acting in Zelda is weird, though. I've never played a Zelda with voice acting, so that's new. It's one of those things where I'm like, it took me a minute for it to register. Wow, there's voice acting, because most games have voice acting now.
Right.
Even PlayStation 2 games that couldn't have all of it, it was SimSpeak or whatever.
Well, that's Ori and the Blind Forest. They have a language,
like their
I guess,
own language. Yeah. So, but I did play a little bit of that, and I gotta say, I might not buy a Wii U. But I will most likely, for $300, buy a Switch when they become accessible again.
Right.
And I will buy a Pro Controller.
They had three there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it right now?
2 days ago.
Mm,
are we going to Walmart?
Maybe. I don't know. No, later. I'll order it online and I'll get it in and everything. But, you know, the Switch seems nice. Mm-hmm. I probably won't make it like a mobile console, though, just because I don't do any mobile gaming. Right. Even maybe I'll do it like when I'm laying in bed or something. But anyway, played a little more Halo. You know, I got the Xbox repaired. And that was all within like the last, like that's been since the release. The issue that I have with Mass Effect is the patch, but we'll get to that in the main segment. I bought a motorcycle.
Right, you sent me that picture.
I did
you
buy
my favorite color.
I did buy candy red. It's the so Honda pretty. 2007 Honda CB900F, technically the 919 Super Hornet. I love this thing. It's really good. I had a Nighthawk, a 2000 CB750
right.
Nighthawk, which CB is the style, 750 is the size of the engine. So I have a CB900 now. CB is the style. It's kind of like a naked bike. Adventure bike. It doesn't have any fairings on it, so it doesn't have any plastic surrounding the engine. It's a little bit higher up riding position. It is sporty, like more sporty than the other bikes I had, certainly more than the cruiser that I had.
Right.
And then it has a 919 cc cubic centimeter engine, which is the amount of displacement, which is the effectively amount of power, which relates
how
to torque.
How much does the Harley have?
883.
Okay, so it's a bigger.
Though technically Harleys aren't measured in cc's because it's American bike. It measures in cubic inches.
Of course we use inches.
I've been told by the bike people, like, it was like, hey, how many cc's? And they're like, yeah, the Harley doesn't measure it in cc's. Measured in
I like your biker mode. Like,
yeah, you just can't.
His handlebar mustache just grew two more inches.
You can't talk about your Harley like that. Like, it's not done Japanese bike. Anyway, that's a real conversation I've had with some biker people, by the way.
But the
amount of technology on motorcycles is fantastic. So I've been dealing with that and enjoying that and taking things out of my attic after the flood is gone. The flood's not coming back, I don't think. So
hopefully.
Taking some stuff down, organizing some stuff, building out the office a little bit more, and trying to get into a good position to start producing more content for our online platforms. Maybe over the summer we'll refresh a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm
stuff.
Trying to get my whole kind of life organized.
Yeah,
so.
Life organization is a big deal. So I guess to sum it all up, lots of Mass Effect, probably 65 or 70 hours of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
A little bit of Legend of Zelda, a little bit of Halo, a little bit of Space Engineers and Horizon, and I have not been playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. I bought that game brand new. And it's already dropped by like 15, 20 bucks. I could have just waited. It didn't draw me in. It's like, hey, you want to be one of these 8 grizzled people wearing a flak jacket shooting some people? Cool.
Aren't you like, yeah, I already did that.
That was it. Yeah, I did it in real life. So we are going to cut to 2 songs, come back and talk about the main segment, part 1, and maybe the only part. But this is new stuff from Rhett and Link, So Dang Dark, off of their show Buddy System on YouTube Red. And then Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. We'll catch you after the break. This is MG.
And this is Red Baron.
And you've been listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Literally anything could be hiding in the dark.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi. Before that, So Dang Dark by Rhett and Link off of their new show. It's coming out in October, I think. It's called Buddy System, so really, really funny.
And that music
The music video is really great.
It's incredible. Check it out.
Check it out, Rhett and Link, Buddy System. So Dang Dark. Okay, so one thing we didn't talk about, but Rick and Morty released an April Fool's episode.
In the best way possible.
I don't know that it's real. I mean, clearly it's a real episode, but I don't know if it's like a one-off or it's with the universe
or whatever.
You don't know
if the season's going to start?
Well, I know the season's going to start fairly soon, but I don't know if it's going to actually be... We're not going to spoil anything because I'm sure you can still watch it online somewhere or whatever.
Totally can.
But anyway, that happened. That was a thing that happened. Anyway,
and they got me with that, though.
They totally got you.
They totally got me. I didn't believe... Like, one of my friends was trying to tell me that they're streaming, and I'm like, that's BS. No, they're not. It's April Fool's, you dummy.
What I want to talk about is something that I've noticed, and I think everyone's sort of noticed it.
I've noticed.
For a while. Well, hold on.
I'm glad you finally come around to this.
This is a good one, and we might not have enough time to fully discuss it. We might have to make like an aside, sort of separate mini podcast or something, but like online only. But playing Mass Effect and then playing other games that are big, long, giant, story-driven games.
Yes.
Like Mass Effect. Because like whenever you play a game like Street Fighter, the story of Street Fighter isn't very important. But what is important is the balanced attributes of those characters.
Correct.
Of, you know, how hard a punch is or how what the hitbox is. Or Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike. No real story of Counter-Strike.
Bad guys, good guys go.
What the hitboxes are. That's the end thing. So those are like physics. Those are physics.
People have opinions on those hitboxes.
Right. Those are physics and those are game engine mechanics.
Right.
What happens, though, because recently Mass Effect got a 1.05 patch that changed some storyline progression, changed some... There's a transgender character in the game, and it's the very first thing that this woman says in the character or in the game is like, yeah, my name used to be Bruce or something. Like,
awesome.
No, that's not realistic. That's a
wonderful.
Transgender... Like,
I'm just gonna go
real talk, though, right? Like,
now.
The first thing that people are like, hey, Sarah, what's up? And you're like, my name's not Sarah. My name used to be this. It used to be Jacobson. You know? People,
I usually open with, hey, I like pizza.
Right. I like plates that are edible. I know the history. But so there were elements of the game and there were non-story elements and non-pacing based elements as well. I mean, there was something with the intimacy scenes or whatever that you were able to, some things weren't like as, I guess, they weren't as balanced as they should have been story-wise, so the patch changed some of that.
Changed the story itself.
Yeah, not fully, not completely, but a little bit. And so think about people now that play, because a majority of the game, I imagine, was purchased digitally, or a lot of it was purchased digitally. You can't play the original version of the game anymore. You have to patch it before you play it.
We're going into this again.
And so then I thought back to Destiny.
Let's talk to Blizzard real quick.
Well, hold on. Destiny. They're, the only way that you can ever experience Peter Dinklage's Destiny is through YouTube. You can never, ever get that content back. You can just see it. I'm sure somebody played through and has all the lines recorded or whatever, but it's Nolan North all the way, like, or Chris North or whatever his name is now. You're not going to get Peter Dinklage anymore. So the game that I bought isn't there anymore. The game that these people bought, it's not there. It's gone. It's changed. And is
so
it better?
So what do you own when you purchase a game?
What do you own? Yeah. What's the ownership of a game? Because you mentioned Blizzard. World of Warcraft is infamous for this, and it is a little different because whenever you play a game, whenever you think of a game like Tomb Raider or a linear game with a story, you go start and then you work towards the finish and you finish it. And the end game might be completionist type stuff, like collect all the stuff or kill all the things.
But now
or whatever.
I'm just kind of imagining if I go back and play like Super Mario World, and I'm like, wait, I thought they were like green and red. When did they become purple and yellow?
I mean, you know?
Yeah. I'm just saying. Silly thing.
Think about the differences between in a Mass Effect scenario and even really a Destiny scenario, because Destiny, you could still go back and you can play, if you wanted to, you could play House of Wolves and you can work your way up through the sort of the DLC.
Okay.
Content-wise, which in Mass Effect, I guess you'll be able to as well. They're not going to change the base game and take the base game away. But in World of Warcraft, they've actually done that.
Right, the game is fundamentally changed.
Right, there's complete expansions that are sort of, they've been cut and sliced and sort of minified or diminished so that...
Well, then you have things like Cataclysm. Once that hit,
the entire
game's different.
Right, so then whenever you... It's one of those things where you start...
Orgrimmar.
Yeah, you start playing the game and you get through the starting zone and then you realize, wait, I'm not jumping into the series of events that led up to this or led up to that. I'm jumping into the current political situation now in the game. I'm jumping into the right here, right now. And I don't know that it's not okay. I mean, it's fine in like an MMO because that is a living world.
And but, I would say it's okay in MMO. I still like the idea of having a legacy server.
I like the idea of legacy like encounters. I like the idea of legacy encounters because
what you mean?
Yeah, like you know, whenever you should, I feel like that option should always be there. That content was there. That some of the most memorable encounters were out there, and I paid for that. I paid $15 a month, and I paid $50 an expansion. And I don't feel like I'm losing anything because I had those experiences, but I feel like I can't ever go back and do those things again unless I watch a video or something or join a private server. And it's absolutely not the same. Though there is something to be said, I think, for the time and place. Like
that maybe also you can consider that's you're purchasing.
Right. You are purchasing the experience, but it's not like, you know, you purchase a lifetime pass to Disney World. Well, if Disney World cancels Animal Kingdom or something to put Pandora World in there.
Right.
You can't ever go back to Animal. Right.
So I don't know. It's
it was something that was very interesting whenever I was playing
playing
Mass Effect, and 1.05 dropped and they balanced some things out and they changed some pacing issues because I sort of realized all at once that, and I was talking to another person that was playing Mass Effect. They, you know, they're looking at Legend of Zelda, and the Zelda had a patch or whatever, but it wasn't like it augmented the game to the point where a significant amount of time that you spend in there is now different from all the time that you'll spend in there from then point that point on.
Which is weird to change the story elements.
The first, that's and it wasn't super. It wasn't big. I don't want to missell it. But the first 50 hours of the game are the vanilla game. No one will ever be able to play those 50 hours the same way that I played those 50 hours again.
Right.
Because the pacing has changed. The progression is different now in a ton of different ways. And
so I'll never see it.
You'll never see it. Anyone that, yeah.
I still got to get through three.
It's just interesting. It's an interesting concept, I think. You know, especially whenever you start looking at games used to be just discs. Or whatever,
right. Or cartridges.
Or cartridges. They were flat. They were not the switches one, but they were flat. They were these you as delivered, and if there was a glitch or a bug, then that sort of
it
lived
existed.
On in infamy and tips and tricks, you know, in Nintendo Power. You found out about it or whatever. Later through some of the means, it became sort of like lore, sort of pop culture. But now those glitches and everything, they're on YouTube, and the developer sees it, and then the developer patches it out if they still have money to patch it out, and then. And then that's it. Like, that's not there anymore.
No more.
And it's not like it's not like it's an optional sort of update or something. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
I think we could do an entire hour on that.
I think so. It's something that I feel.
I really want to get into it.
I feel like we'll probably end up doing that. Let's cut to three songs and we'll come back and we'll end out the show. This is, because we were talking about earlier, Legend of Zelda Medley, Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles, and also because I think we mentioned Bioshock, and The Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Before that, Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles, and then Legend of Zelda Medley to open the entire thing up. We're out of time again.
Did that already happen?
Hopefully, we'll be able to have another show next week.
Second
show. We're going to, you know what, we're combining it all up. We got 9 hours of a show.
9 hours of Red Bear.
Of how many, why do you come first?
Because you've always come first.
I let you.
It's my turn to shine.
Fair enough. I want to be a star. thanks for hanging out with us. We really appreciate all of the viewership and the listenership.
Glad to
be back in the studio. It feels good. If you are interested in more of this, we have news, reviews. All of our audio is online. Bear, what is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
If you want to join our social media, you can go to our landing page at exppoints.com/social. That's Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community, the whole thing. We have iTunes and Stitcher as well, PayPal and Patreon. If you'd like to contribute, thank you very much. And, you know, just look out, because as the summer gets closer, it's going
Steam
to start.
Summer sale.
It's going to start. Yeah, watch out for that. But as it gets hotter outside, we're going to stay inside more, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot more gaming.
No one goes to the beach and says, man, I'm really happy I got sunburned or whatever. So.
I'm a ginger. It's the worst place ever.
I go outside. My skin's rice paper.
Basically.
Thanks for hanging out. We are going to leave you with one song. It is a really fantastic song.
Tell me
I've
that
got
song.
All of the people. They're all telling me this.
I'm so over you. Just give me the song.
This is The Day My Powers Arrived by Kirby Crackle. Really great stuff from them. We'll catch you next week from 9 to 10 p.m. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Hopefully next Wednesday.
60-40.
60-40. Maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't. If you have any questions or whatever, check the website. Email us at, I think it's mail@exppoints.com.
I totally knew that.
Yeah, it's mail, M-A-I-L, @exppoints.com. So
don't
we'll see.
Hotmail confused with Hotmail.
We will see. Oh. We'll see you next week. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Don't get Hotmail.
confused with Hotmail.
A year ago, I woke up in the morning, put...